This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Now that marriage equality has passed nationally, it is time for other laws to get in line as well. And when it comes to same-sex couples being able to adopt, that is now the case. This week, the Northern Territory, the Adoption of Children Legislation Amendment Equality passed, allowing same-sex couples to be able to adopt and take another step closer to bringing families together legally under the law. Dean Arcuri spoke to the Human Rights Law Centre's Lee Carney about what this change in the law means.
Before this week, we had adoption equality in every other state and territory across Australia. Western Australia took the lead back in 2002, and it's taken 16 years until the Northern Territory passed their bill just this week.
Last year in November, Australia's first openly gay Indigenous Member of Parliament urged the Northern Territory government to legalise adoption for same-sex couples. Government backbencher Chancey Payich told the Northern Territory Parliament he was hoping to raise a family in Alice Springs, and as of this week, that is something that is a reality. This week, new adoption equality laws allowing same-sex couples to adopt children passed in the Northern Territory Parliament. The Northern Territory was the only remaining Australian state or territory that prevented same-sex couples and unmarried couples from adopting children, with couples previously required to be married for 2 years before they could adopt, and until recently, equal marriage was something that was off the table, so they couldn't even do that.
So you needed to be married for 2 years, and obviously because we didn't have marriage equality, it immediately excluded anyone who couldn't get married. And so if you're a same-sex couple, you weren't allowed to get married under federal law, which meant that you couldn't adopt.
Wait, so if you needed to be married for 2 years, why did the law need to change? We have marriage equality now, so wouldn't it be simpler to just have same-sex couples wait 2 years after they're legally married? Or even just create a fast-track system for couples who are already in a position to adopt? Why the need for a change this way?
There still needed to be other amendments because even though we talked about married couples, it was still only about married couples who were a man and a woman. So if you were a man and a woman but you were in a de facto relationship before this, you also couldn't adopt. So they've changed that as well. But they've also made it so that you don't have to be married. But if you are married, it doesn't matter if you're a different sex couple or a same-sex couple. If you are two loving parents and you want to raise children, adopt children, including children who have been in your care for a number of years, then now the Northern Territory says that that is what's most important, that children are growing up in loving and safe homes. What was really fantastic about the Adoption Equality Bill in the Northern Territory is that every single government MP and coalition MP voted for it. There was only one holdout, which was one independent, who couldn't quite get behind it. But it is really fantastic to see such strong support in the Northern Territory for this long overdue reform.
But the Adoption of Children Legislation Amendment Equality Bill that passed through the Territory's House of Parliament this week is only about couples being able to adopt. A single member of the GLBTIQA plus community is still unable to.
There are exceptional circumstances in which a single person can adopt, but the Northern Territory went a little bit differently from the other states and territories where there aren't those restrictions. There's a bit of a different landscape in the Northern Territory when you look at the kind of the kids who are being adopted there. There's really strong concerns about ensuring that children from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds are raised with people who understand their cultural backgrounds and within families that, you know, within the community and kind of related to them. So they had other concerns there, I think, that led to them adopting a slightly different approach when it came to individual parents.
So what were some of the barriers that couples previously faced before this week where the Northern Territory fell in line with the rest of the nation when it came to same-sex couples being able to adopt?
So they would be raising kids, but they would be kind of be seen as temporary carers, I suppose. So this didn't provide, you know, them or the kids that they were raising with the certainty of knowing that this was the family that they were going to be able to stay with till they turned 18. And, you know, indeed, even after 18, that this is the family that they would have for the rest of their life who would be able to care for them. So it does make a difference to lots of families to know that, you know, there is that certainty of that adoption brings. And everyone kind of understands and knows what adoption is. When it comes to foster care, foster care isn't meant as a permanent arrangement where, you know, parents are foster carers for 12 or 13 years. People understand that when a child is adopted, then you know, the parents should have a say in the parenting and the decisions of the child in going to school and, you know, going to the doctor and all of these things that make sense, I think. But it's really fantastic to see that the Northern Territory has passed adoption equality, and it will make a really significant difference for these kids already being raised in loving homes.
Wow. It really does make you realise and appreciate how much we actually fought for last year during the postal survey that brought so much harm but is now bringing so much joy. Why this has been in the works for years with advocates campaigning, this bill is a part of the knock-off effect that marriage equality has created for our legal system, opening up a whole new landscape to what it means to not only be a loving same-sex couple, but a family as well.
Now that we have marriage equality, now that we had such a strong, resounding yes vote, this has been a clear message to decision makers in every state and territory that really our laws are out of step and they need to be updated to be in line with our modern community values, which say that really what matters is that we have happy, loving families and that our laws recognise them. There are already same-sex couples in the Northern Territory who have been amazing parents to children, you know, in foster care situations and permanent care situations, kids who want to be recognised as part of their family, want to be adopted and, you know, to have their parents recognised and to have, you know, all of the kind of ease of not having to face the legal and administrative barriers that that faces, but the laws in the Northern Territory didn't allow that to happen. So it's really fantastic that we now have marriage equality, and now we can say that Australia has adoption equality, which is something that has been a fight for many, many decades. We still don't have equality in some other areas of the law, and obviously we'll keep working towards that, particularly when it comes to parenting and, you know, equal recognition of parenting. But this is one thing that we can tick off the list and say that, you know, it's fantastic that kids can be equally adopted by different sex parents and same-sex parents all across the country.
As well as removing discrimination in adoption laws, the Gunner government has also committed to dealing with the legacy of the criminal convictions for homosexual offences.
Currently, there are lots of people who are living in the Northern Territory who lived in the territory when they had laws which criminalised homosexuality, as existed in every other state and territory across Australia. But the Northern Territory doesn't have a scheme for people who have these leftover criminal convictions from before homosexuality was decriminalised, still on their criminal records today. And this has a really significant effect on them if they want to apply for a visa overseas, if they want to volunteer, you know, with older people or with children, if they're applying for jobs. And so they've committed to introducing a scheme that would allow people to remove these leftover records from these unjust laws that exist in the Northern Territory. It would make actually the Northern Territory the final jurisdiction in Australia to introduce a bill like that. Currently, we already have schemes in the ACT, New South Wales and Victoria. Legislation has been passed in Queensland and Tasmania, and they're in the process of implementing their schemes at the moment. And there's a bill currently in the Western Australian lower house that's been passed in the lower house and has gone up to the upper house. So it's really just the Northern Territory to go in redressing some of the harms that these, you know, historic laws caused for so many decades.
We have many advocates who have been working behind the scenes and in front of the scenes for many years to push for our rights. And finally, we're in a place to push and keep pushing and demand legal equality for all in Australia on every level.
A lot of these have been decades and decades of advocacy and work, but what the yes outcome really gave us was this really strong message from ordinary Australians that they believe in fairness and equality, and it just makes so much more of a difference when we can go to decision makers and we can say, you know, a majority of people in your electorates that vote for you, that you represent, think that, you know, denying people who love each other the ability to marry the person that they love, they think that's fundamentally unfair and they want that law to change. What they want is for LGBTI Australians to be treated equally and fairly, and you have these other laws that treat them unfairly in other ways. And we know now, because we have marriage equality and we've seen that strong support for our community, that these are laws that are out of step with what, you know, the Australian community expects of you as decision makers. And we want you to change these laws to reflect the fact that all loving parents should be recognised, that families should be recognised. And there's obviously a lot more that needs to be done as well to ensure that trans people can access legal recognition of who they are without having to step through unnecessary legal administrative hurdles, and also to protect intersex people from medically unnecessary surgeries that seek to normalise them. So there's lots that has been done, but this has really given us more momentum, I think, with governments to advocate for progressive change.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Lee Carney from the Human Rights Law Centre.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.